nalazimo većina nas u takvoj situaciji da postoje puno stvari koje odvlače naš um od duhovnog života.
I know that some of you are working.
Znam da neki od vas rade ostao.
Many of you are still in some educational process, maybe in the school or university.
Neki od vas još uvijek u procesu obrazovanja u školi ili univerzitetu.
Others have friends who are not totally inspired by their spiritual path.
Neki imaju pak prijatelje koji nisu baš sasvim inspirisani da se otpuste na duhovni put.
And by and large, many of us live in situations which are not so inspiring for the spiritual path, but which are creating diversions for us.
Drugim rečima, većina nas živi u takvim situacijama koje nisu baš inspirativne za duhovni život, već čak predstavljaju uznemirenje i iskrivljenje za naš duhovni život.
How can we remain fixed in such situations?
Kako možemo ostati fiksirani u takvim situacijama?
You, Mahurari has informed all of you, one of our very dear members, our Chedi Prabhu, has had a terrible accident. It is bound to the bed now, and he also has to ask himself the question, how can I remain fixed in my consciousness now, where I can move only under pain?
Kao što smo već rekli, jedan naši jako dragih bakta se povredio, Čedi Prabhu, i leži nepokretan u krevetu, i sada on sigurno se nalazi također u situaciji kad može misliti kako da moja svjesnost ostane pravilno fiksirana i usmjerena u trenucima kada osjećam samo bol.
This is a question which confronts all of us in our life.
To je pitanje koje je važno za svakog od nas u našem životu.
How can we remain on a spiritual platform where we always derive inspiration?
Kako možemo uvek ostati na duhovnom nivou odakle ćemo dobijati uvek nove i nove inspiracije?
Even devotees I asked myself the question, I can imagine you ask yourself the question.
Ja isto tako pitanje postavljam sebi, pretpostavljam da i vi postavljate sebi takva pitanja.
Yeah, it's very important for everyone.
To je veoma važno za svakog.
So I want to tell you a story and give the answer by this story.
Želim da vam kažem i na taj način vam dam odgovor.
This story is about a very famous king called Janaka Maharaj.
To je priča o veoma poznatom kralju koji se zvao Janaka Maharaj.
Yes, he lived in a situation where you can say he was surrounded by diversion.
Možemo reći da je on živio u situaciji takvoj koja je bila okružena svim iskrivljenjima.
Yes, he had a family.
Imao je porodicu.
He had a whole kingdom to take care of.
Imao je celo kraljevstvo u kome je trebalo da se brine.
There constantly things went wrong, like in any kingdom.
Jednostavno, stalno su se pojavljene neke stvari koje je trebalo da reši kao u svakom kraljevstvu.
He had to go to the court and, you know, make judgments over a complicated situation and say who is right and who is wrong.
Mora da ide u sud i daje presude u veoma teškim situacijama da odluči ko je u pravu, ko nije.
But still, he was always fixed and inspired.
Ali on je ipak, uprko svemu tome, uvijek bio fiksiran i inspiriran.
Once two brahmanas in his kingdom thought about how has this king attained such a fixed and firm and undisturbed level of consciousness?
Jedno su se dvojica brahmana u njegovom kraju su se pitali kako je ovaj kralj postigao tako usređeno fiksiran nivo svjesnosti.
And the one brahmana said to the other, let's ask him this question.
I onda je brahmana rekao, pa ajde da mu postavimo to pitanje.
I don't know. But the second brahmana said, no.
Ali drugi brahman je rekao, ne.
Never trust a king, a musician, or a monkey.
Nikad nemojte vjerovati kralju, muzičaru ili majmunu.
Because their mind is very fickle.
Jer njihov je um uvijek tako strpren.
It jumps from one thing to the next.
On jednostavno skače s jedne stvari na drugu.
You never know what they will say next and do next.
Nikada ne možete znati šta će oni reći ili uraditi u sljedećem trenutku.
Niti jedna grupa, they are not in the first place musicians, they are in the first place devotees, so it does not it's not relevant to them.
Za članove grupe niti jedna se ne odnosi to zato što su oni na prvom mjestu bhakte.
So this Brahman has said, no, I don't want to go and ask this king, I don't know what he will do.
Kings are very powerful people.
So they went all, but the other Brahmana said, no, don't be on the mental platform, just let us ask him, you know, he is a very special person. We want to know his secret. So okay, the two Brahmanas went to Janaka and said, tell us your secret, how can you always remain so undisturbed? And the king looked at them and smiled. But then he became very angry all of a sudden. You have asked your king a very private question, and for this I condemn you to die tomorrow by being hanged.
And
no one could actually believe what Janaka had just said. And the king said, but before you are hanged, I will put you into my very nice palace, and you will be looked after wonderfully.
Ali pre nego što vas obesimo, stavit ću vas u svoju predivnu palatu da ćete moći da uživate sve najdivnije stvari.
So the brahmanas were put there.
Brahmani su otišli tamo.
It was a palace, I cannot describe it to you, it was so good.
Ta palata je bila tako dobra da ne mogu ni da vam je opišem kako je bila dobra.
It was made with ivory. From the slonovače.
Bila je napravljena od slonovače.
Yes, and you know, the beds were so white and so soft, like the foam of the milk.
Krevete su bili tako beli i mekani da su podsjećali na penu od mleka.
There was all the time live music by the best musicians.
Sve vreme se čula uživa muzika od najboljih muzičara.
There were in the rooms these fountains.
U sobama su bile fontane.
With fruit juice.
Sa svežim sokom koji je sada iz njih.
You can't believe what luxury was there.
Ne možete ni zamisliti koje obilje i luksuz je tamo postojao.
In the morning at 8 o'clock, three beautiful little girls came with buckets made of pure gold.
Ujutro rano bi došle tri devojčice sa korpama napravljene od čistog zlata.
And in it was very nice hot temperature water for the shower.
Unutra je bila tako lepa topla voda koja se koristila za tuširanje.
And then they were massaged with a very good smelling oil.
Onda su ih masirali sa predivnim mirisnim uljima.
But they could not see all this.
Ali oni sve to nisu mogli da vide.
All they saw, the piece of a rope.
Jedino što su mogli da vide, to je bio komad, ono kanapa koji ih je čekao da ih se obesi.
At 9:30, the Brahmana had an idea.
Onda u 9:30, Brahmana je dobio ideju.
He called a servant. Remember, at 10 o'clock, called the servant and said, tell your king, he should think of another punishment.
Onda je pozvao slugu i rekao, znaš, idi kod kralja i reci da bi mogao možda da razmisli nekoj drugoj vrsti kazne.
This human body was given to us by God for self-realization.
Ovo telo nam je dao Bog za samospoznanje.
But we have not realized the self.
Ali mi nismo spoznali sebe.
If he takes it now away, that is He will spoil the whole present.
Jednostavno ćete upropastiti svoju situaciju.
No, taj dar koji smo dobili. Present, Mahoradi. That's a gift.
Ceo dar koji smo dobili pomoću tog kralja.
Yes. Tell your king.
Molim te, kaži to svom kralju.
He smiled and said, you tell him yourself. And he immediately brought him to the king.
I sluga se nasmije i rekao, možda bolje da mu ti to kažeš, i onda je Brahmana odveo do kralja.
The Brahmana said, it's really too early to hang us, king. You are not yet self-realized.
Došao je ovaj Brahman i rekao, znaš kralju, pa još je prerano da nas obisiš, još se nismo samo spoznali.
Please think of another punishment.
Molim te, razmisli nekoj drugoj vrsti kazni.
So the king smiled.
Onda se kralj nasmeje.
Then again his face became very angry.
Onda je odjedan postao opet besan.
He said, all right.
U redu.
You can go through the town.
Možete proći kroz grad.
You have to balance a pot full of fragrant oil.
I trebate da nosite na svojoj glavi posudu sa ovim uljem.
Uljem is next to you. There will be each one will have a guard who will have a naked sword, and the moment one drop falls out of the pot, he will
cut the head. Ići, straža i ako vam samo ispadne iz posude jedna kap ulja, istog trenutka će vam saseći glavu.
What? Said the Brahmanas, we are not from the circus.
Onda je rekao Brahmana, mislim, mi nismo iz cirkusa.
But it's better than to die immediately from the rope.
Ali ipak je bolje nego da odmah nas obesiš.
We shall try.
Bar ćemo pokušati.
But we can't promise.
Ali ne možemo ništa obećati.
So they went through the town.
Onda su prošli, pokrenuli su kroz grad.
And all the time, you know, they looked at there was this guard looking with a sword.
Sve vreme su gledali stražare koji su išli za njima sa mačevima.
One time a cow came. It was a little a temperamental cow, and the Brahmana had to
jump. Trenutku naišao na živahna krava i onda je Brahmana morao da skoči na drugu stranu.
And a good portion of the oil just sprinkled on the cloth of the guard.
I onda je jedan dobar deo ulja pao, poprskao odelo ovog stražara.
But the guard just smiled.
Ali su se stražari samo smeškali.
He didn't take his sword.
Nisu uzeli mač.
The Brahmana didn't understand. It was so strange, the whole thing which happened at the court of Janaka was so unexpected.
Onda je Brahmana bio potpuno ispunjen, mislio, ove stvari koje se dešavaju na dvoru kralja Janake su zaista neočekivane.
So after 2 hours they came back to the king, still living.
Nakon 2 sata još uvek živi, došli su nazad kod kralja.
And the king just smiled at them and asked them a question.
A kralj se samo nasmeše i postavio jedno pitanje.
How did you like my palace?
Kako vam se svidjela moja palata?
Did you see the nice ornamentation?
Da li ste vidjeli predivne ukrase po njoj?
No!
Ne!
We just saw the rope.
Samo smo vidjeli onaj konopac za vešanje.
Very interesting, you didn't see anything?
Onda je čovjek rekao, stvarno interesantno, ništa nismo primetili.
And then the king said, and how did you like my town?
Onda je kralj rekao, kako vam se svidio moj grad?
Wasn't it nice, the architecture of the building? And did you look how intelligently the roads were built? People from all over the world come to see this this very beautiful town of mine.
Ljudi iz celog sveta dolaze da vide ovaj predivni moj predivni grad.
We didn't see anything, said the Brahmana.
Brahmana rekao, mi nismo ništa vidjeli.
The Brahmanas are always very honest. Yes.
Brahmane su uvek jako poštene.
All we saw is a spurt in our necks.
Jedino što smo vidjeli to su mačevi na našem vratu.
Now you understand, said Janaka.
I onda je Janak rekao, sada ste shvatili.
This is my time.
Ovo je moja time.
I'm surrounded with many diverting circumstances.
Okružene puno uznemirujućih situacija.
But I always am fixed on my goal.
A ja sam uvek usmjeren na svoj cilj.
Just like you were fixed on the rope and on the sword.
Kao što ste vi uvek bili fiksirani na konopac i na mač.
And you did not see anything else around you.
I ništa drugo niste primetili oko sebe.
I am fixed on self-realization.
Ja sam tako usredsređen na samospoznanje.
And I do not even notice the surroundings around me.
Ja jednostavno čekaj ne primećujem tu okolinu oko sebe.
Now, do you understand?
Da li ste shvatili?
Or do you think we have to also, you know, I don't even want to say what I'm thinking.
Neću čak ni da vam kažem što sam sad pomislio.
Do we also have to teach you with such a...
Možda ipak da i vas da podučimo sa takvom metodom.
No, obviously not.
Ne, nećemo sigurno.
Also, in the movement for Krishna consciousness, we don't do such things.
Zapravo u našem pokrizu za svjesnost Krišne ne radimo.
But this, the point is clear.
Ali poenta je jasna.
Fix your mind.
Usredsredite svoj um.
Any form of yoga is only successful if you can fix your mind.
Bilo koji oblik joge je uspješan jedino ako uspijemo da usredsredimo svoj um.
The most successful people in life are only successful because they have fixed their minds.
Najuspješni ljudi u ovom svijetu su uspješni samo zbog toga što su uspjeli da usredsrede svoj um.
The example has been given in our scriptures of a person who goes into the night.
U našim šastrama se daje primjer jedne osobe koja kreće u noć.
It's a cold night.
To je hladna noć.
The wolves are howling.
Gdje ovi šakali,
šakali, wolves.
Vukovi,
zavijaju,
Ali on zna da treba da dođe do mjesta gdje je toplo, gdje može provesti noć.
What does he do?
I šta on radi u takvoj situaciji?
How does he orient himself in such situation?
Kako se orijentiš u takvoj situaciji?
Well, he fixes on the north pole.
On se jednostavno sredi na severni pol.
All the other stars will change location, but not the north pole.
Zvezda se venjača nikad ne menja svoj položaj za razliku od drugih zvezda.
In Sanskrit it's called the Dhruva.
To je druga zvezda na Sanskritu. Zvezda se venjača zove Dhruva.
What is it? North star or
yes.
Pole star? Isn't it pole star? Yes. So what is your pole star?
Koja je vaša severnjača? Koja je vaša severnjača u životu?
You must have a srdečni stevučki.
Morate imati severnjaču u svome životu.
Otherwise you will not be able to fix your mind on something which stays with you.
Ako nemate svoju zvezdu severnjaču, nećete jednostavno moći da usredsredite svoj um na što treba.
You will not be successful in your life.
Nećete drugim rečima biti uspješni u svom životu.
You need to have a mission in life.
Potrebno je da imate misiju u svom životu.
Like for instance we in the Nityananda group, we want to bring as many people as possible in contact with this wonderful spiritual knowledge which can help them make a significant change for the better in their lives.
Kao mi u grupi Nityananda, naš cilj je da što više ljudi povežemo sa ovim transcendentalnim znanjem tako da im može dati veoma veliku i značajnu promjenu u njihovom životu na bolje.
And this is so inspiring for us.
To je tako inspirirajuće za sve nas.
That we can go through all difficulties.
Tako da mi možemo proći kroz sve teškoće.
In all forms of lives, in any situation, life, you cannot expect to find peaceful situations, whoever you may be, in whatever situation.
Jednostavno spremni smo da prođemo kroz bilo kakve poteškoće u duhovnom životu, jer jednostavno kogod da ne možete očekivati nikad da postoji mir u vašem životu.
The most romantic marriage will turn into a boxing ring for fighting.
Najbilniji brat će se pretvoriti u dramatičnu scenu u ringu za boks meč.
Yes. To je, that's a human experience.
To je ljudsko iskustvo.
The most nicest journey, all of a sudden mosquitoes can come.
Na najpredivnije putovanje gdje vam dođu komarci ili počne da
zrihtiraju. Yeah, yeah. The nicest political situation can turn into hell.
Najdivnija politička situacija jedno može da se preokrene u pakao.
I just was in Israel at the time where this cruel murder of this Mr. Rabi took place. You have heard, Mr. Rabi? Mm-hmm. He was a prime minister. He was like loved by his country.
Baš sam bio u to vreme u Izraelu kad su ubili tog prime ministra u Izraelu koji je jako bio voljen od strane svojih građana.
This world is a place of unrest and not it's not a peaceful place.
Ovaj svet nije baš mirno mesto, uvek je puno uznemirenja.
The body in which you are living, it will turn old and diseased.
Također telo u kome živimo postaće staro, razboliće se.
Death is waiting for everyone.
Smrt čeka na svakog od nas.
So how in this the question is how will you remain fixed in this life? And the answer is you have to find your North Pole.
Zapravo kako da ostanemo sredsredini svom životu, jedino rešenje je da nađemo svoju zvezdu svemirsku.
If you do not find your North Pole, I can guarantee you there will be a disturbing situation which will totally put you to which will totally put you into an unrest.
Jednostavno ako to ne pronađemo zvezdu vodilju u svom životu, onda će biti toliko puno uznemirenja koje će nam zadati probleme u životu.
To find your own North Pole.
E sad, kako da pronađemo svoju zvezdu vodilju?
You will have to enter the path of spiritual life.
Moramo krenuti na putem duhovnog života.
Because this path of spiritual life will bring you to the light of knowledge.
Jer ovaj put duhovnog života će vas dovesti do svetla znanja.
Why do we like the North Pole? Because it the pole star, because it has light which puts light or makes our path clear. I'm sorry.
Zbog čega volimo zvezdu Severnjaču? Zato što ona toliko puno emanira svetlosti tako da može osvetliti naš put.
Yes. So in the same way, spiritual life will put light on our path.
Drugim rečima, isto tako duhovni život će dati svetlost na put našeg života.
At the present moment, each one of us is more or less living behind five very strong walls.
Većina nas manje ili više živi za pet velikih zidova trenutno.
And these walls, make it impossible that light is put onto to our path.
Tih pet zidova čine nemogućim da to svetlo dođe do našeg puta.
These five walls are analogical walls.
Ovih pet zidova su zapravo vrsta analogije.
They are not built out of bricks.
One nisu sagrađene od cigala.
We are not captured or prisoners in a prison of bricks.
Mi nismo zatvoreni u zatvor koji je napravljen od cigala.
But the prison in which each one of us lives is much more difficult to leave than a real prison.
Zatvor u kome većina nas živi je zapravo mnogo, mnogo teži zatvor napustiti nego ovaj pravi zatvor.
Because of these five walls which keep the light of spiritual knowledge away from us.
Teško je to napraviti zato što tih pet zidova odstranjuje znanje koje treba da dođe do nas.
These five walls keep us in a cave.
Tih pet zidova nas zatvara u pećinu.
Human life is only successful if we can go beyond these walls.
A ljudski život može biti uspešan samo ako odemo preko tih pet zidova.
What is the first? Do you want to know these walls first of all?
Da li želite da znate koji su to zidovi?
It takes some courage.
Potrebna je hrabrost da to čujete.
You might have to face yourself.
Treba da se suočiti samim za sobom.
In a marrow
u ogledalu,
which shows some unpleasant sides of you,
koje pokazuje neke ne baš tako prijatne naše strane.
Are you sure that you want to know this world?
Da li ste sigurni da želite da, da vidite te strane?
Yes. You're not afraid?
Niste uplašen?
I can guarantee you, if you know about these five walls and how to leave them behind, your whole life will change.
Garantujem jednu stvar, kada saznate kojeg su tih pet zidova i pokušate da ih uklonite u svom životu, vaš život će se u potpunosti promeniti.
Because you will find your pole star.
Zato što ćete u tom trenutku biti sposobni da pronađete svoju zvezdu vodilju.
Your mission in life.
Vašu misiju života.
Which will give you so much snaga.
Koja će vam dati toliko puno snage.
No problem. So the first wall is what our little girl just has experienced.
Prvi wall, prvi zid koji je upravo i iskusila ova mala devojčica.
Our little girl.
Dečak.
Boy. What is in, boy, I'm sorry, Ishvinit. Our little boy thought the mother is gone.
Ovaj mali dečak je pomislio, o, otišla mi je mama.
But she is not gone, she is sitting there.
Ona nije otišla, vidiš tu mi je mama. Nema problema.
Ignorance.
Neznanje.
That's the first word.
To je prvi zid.
It manifests that we have forgotten who we are.
Ona se manifestuje na takav način da smo zaboravili ko smo mi.
We have imagine the scandal.
Zamislite taj skandal.
We have forgotten that we are an eternal soul.
Zaboravili smo da smo večne duše.
We think we are a Yugoslavian person.
Mi mislimo mi smo neka jugoslovenska osoba.
Or a German.
Ili Nemac.
Or American.
Ili Amerikanac.
Chinese.
Okay.
We are not the covering.
Mi nismo taj prekrivač.
Inside that covering is the essence.
Jer unutar iza tog prekrivača se nalazi suština.
And I don't just speak about the human being.
Ja ne pričam samo o ljudskim živim bićima.
I speak about the soul.
Ja pričam o duši.
Which is a part of God.
Koja je deo Boga.
It's called ignorance.
To nepoznanje se zove neznanje.
The second wall is called asmita.
Drugi zid se zove asmita.
Smita means to smile.
Smita znači smeši.
And a, you know, when you put the word, the syllable a before it, it means the opposite.
A kada stavite slovo a ispred smita, asmita, ona dobije suprotno značenje.
In other words, the second wall is nothing to smile about.
Drugim rečima, ne treba se uopšte smešiti kad je u pitanju drugi zid. Nema ništa smešno u vezi njega.
It's a lažni ego.
To je lažni ja.
Yes, lažni ja. So many problems are there because of that factor.
Toliko puno problema postoji zbog tog faktora.
This third wall is called raga.
Treći zid se zove raga.
Or attachment.
Vezano.
Do you know how to capture a monkey?
Da li znate kako dohvatite majmunu?
Who knows how to do this?
Da li znate kako se hvata majmun? Shvatate majmuna tako što stavite komad hrane u neku rupu i onda namamite majmuna i onda majmun utrči da uhvati tu hranu i u tom trenutku kad je on čepao hranu jednostavno upadne u ruku i zaradi.
Because now his...
Ne može da isupa ruku. Pa ne, yes, onda...
Yes, because his hand, you know, he put his hand like this.
On stavi ruku i onda je ona zarobljena. Pesnica se zaglavi.
It's bigger.
Jednostavno pesnica je veća.
So, for you it's a simple solution.
Za vas je to jednostavno rešenje.
Let it fall into the hole what you have in the fist, you foolish monkey.
Jednostavno svoj.
You can let it fall into the hole again.
Bolje ispusti to što imaš u ruci.
Leave it.
Ne, ostavi to što imaš u ruci nego da upadneš.
Detachment.
To se zove odvojeno.
Yes.
Detachment. Odvojen, pa mislim.
Yes. So, but the problem is the monkey is attached.
Ali problem je u tome što je majmun vezan.
He cannot be detached.
On ne može biti odvojen da to pusti.
So this is the problem of many, 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 if not 99% of the people.
I to je problem velikog, velikog, velikog broja, 99% ljudi.
We are so attached to certain things.
Toliko smo vezani za određene stvari.
To certain habits.
Za određene navike.
You know, my friend from my previous life, means before I came to spiritual life, he just told me his father had developed a very terrible cancer of the lungs from the smoke.
Moj prijatelj iz prethodnog života, zapravo iz dana kada, dok nisam se podružio sa Svetim Krišnom, je govorio da se njegov otac dobio jako tešku bolest pluća zbog njegove navike pušenja.
And it was told to him by the doctors, we can save you, but you have to immediately stop smoking.
I doktori su mi rekli, možemo te odmah spasiti, ali pod jednim uslovom da isto trenutno prestaneš da pušiš.
But now can you imagine, he said, if I can't smoke, then there's no value to my life. I'm so attached to the smoking, even if it kills me.
Zamislite šta je on rekao, ako ne mogu da pušim, onda moj život nema nikakvog smisla, prema tome neću da prestanem da pušim.
We have to say he is a monkey.
Mi jednostavno možemo da kažem pa on je majmun.
In the consciousness.
U svojoj svjesnosti, naravno.
A well dressed monkey.
Lepo obučen majmun.
Yes, you might find it shocking to hear such words in Saturday afternoon, but this is what many people experience in their lives.
Možda ste šokirani da čujete takve stvari nedeljom uveče, ali to su stvari koje iskusuju mnogi ljudi u životu.
People are so attached, they give their lives for their attachment.
Ljudi su toliko vezani da predaju ceo svoj život za te vezanosti.
You know, there are so many songs, I love you, and I will kill myself for you. Isn't it? Have you a Yugoslavia also?
Yeah. Čak i Jugoslavi, sigurno znate, postoji toliko puno pesmina, o, volim te, ubiću se zbog tebe.
If you don't give me a kiss on my hand, then I will die with a knife this evening.
Ili pesma kao, o, ako me ne poljubiš ruku, umreću od noža ove noći.
This is in all the western world is full of such well-dressed monkeys.
Da, zapadni svet je pun tako lepo obučenih majmuna.
Yes. We wish them all the best.
Želimo im sve najbolje.
Yes. Then another thing is, so that's the third big wall.
To je treći veliki zid.
Ignorance.
Neznanje.
False ego.
Lažnija.
Attachment.
Vezana.
And now comes hatred.
Sada dolazi mržnja.
People become so absorbed in hating someone else that from morning till evening they have this someone else in the mind.
Ljudi se toliko zaokupaju mržnjom prema nekome da od rana jutra po ceo dan imaju nekoga u svojoj glavi i mrze ga.
My uncle is a good example.
Moj djek je veoma dobar primjer za to.
He is having a divorce at this present moment.
U ovom trenutku on se razveo.
And the judge had given the judgment that all the assets, that is the wealth, has to be divided, and each one gets the equal half.
Presuda oko razvoda braka je bila takva da svo bogatstvo, sve što imaju, treba da podijele na dva jednaka dele, svako uzme svoj deo.
So my uncle had a very good and brzo Mercedes Benz.
Moj uvek ima jedan vrlo dobar i brz Mercedes Benz.
And he sold it for 20 marks. You understand?
I onda ga je prodao namerno za samo 20 maraka.
Because in this way his wife would get only 10 marks from it. which you know, ordinary maybe he could get I don't know
60,000 marks.
And now he's selling this beautiful house which is worth a few million marks for I believe 50 marks or something crazy like
that.
Is you know he is his the object of his hatred is in his heart and he cannot think anything This means dvesha, hatred.
To znači dvesha, mržnja.
Very strong conditioning. And the last wall is called Abhinivesh in Sanskrit. It means to be totally absorbed in material life. Each one of us lives totally absorbed in his world.
Svako od nas živi zaokupljen svojim sobstvenim svetom.
You know, there's school, there's
škola, prijatelji,
maybe diskoteka, maybe the daily news,
ili neke dnevne vesti.
And at one stage it's just stopped, at a little world.
Jednostavno, mi živimo u našom malom svetu.
And we are not open for anything which is beyond this.
I nismo uopšte otvoreni za bilo kakve druge stvari koje su van tog našeg malog sveta.
We are in essence like people who never get out of their own backyards.
Mislim da se nalazimo u situaciji da poput ljudi koji nikada ne izađu iz svog sopstvenog dvorišta.
My spiritual master Srila Prabhupada has compared this situation with the situation of the frog in the well.
Moj duhovni učitelj Srila Prabhupada je poređivao stanje ovakve osobe sa žabom koja se nalazi u bunaru.
Is a jealous you know, and he told us a story that once there was a jabat who had a friend who went to the Atlantic Ocean. And this friend, you know, came back to the it's so funny to this Shabbat in the bell and said, I have seen the Atlantic Ocean, so much water. the foolish frog. The foolish frog is it two times as much as my well.
Onda budala si žaba su bunara rekao, je dva put veći od moj bunara.
And then, no, it's much bigger. You can't imagine how big it is.
Ne, ovo drugi žaba rekao, ma ne, prezvaš ti koliko je to veći, ne možeš mi da
zamisliti. Is it four times as big?
Četiri puta ko moj bunara.
And then finally he was just for koliko
se nadimao da objeti koliki je to sekend da je eksplodirao na grad.
This is some of people, you know, they just explodira when they hear the Krishna conscious philosophy.
Neki ljudi jednostavno eksplodira od muki kad zvuna ovu filozofiju
Krishna. It's just too much, you know, for the little brain.
Previše za njihov mali mozak.
This is definitely the fact. I'm sorry, this is just so funny. I always have to all the tears come from, you know. But actually it's very sad, isn't it? This means Abhinivesha. Someone is totally absorbed in his little world. So this is what we have to leave when we want to, you know, make a progress in our lives.
Moramo napustiti takvu koncepciju života ako hoćemo da napravimo napredak u svom životu.
All spiritual civilizations tell us that we must
which describes a person who is sitting near to an ocean totally on the mental platform, isn't it?
Mi smo čak napisali jednu pesmu na engleskom na našoj novoj ploči koja opisuje osobu koja sedi pored okeana totalno na mentalno.
And he feels so sad and so alone. And then, you know, then we think, why don't you break through the walls of illusion and see?
Onda mi kažemo, just break the walls of illusion, samo probi zidove iluzije i pogledaj oko sebe.
It's a beautiful song. It has a very deep meaning, actually, to
it. Jako lepa pesma i jako duboku poruku.
Yes, we are surrounded by walls of illusion.
Mi smo okruženi zidom iluzije.
And that's why we can't see very clearly in our lives the light of knowledge.
Zato ne možemo jasno vidjeti u svom životu svetlost znanja.
We don't see the star, the pole star, which can guide us through our stormy lives.
Ne vidimo zvezdu severnjaču koja nas vodi kroz naš olujni život.
So, what to do?
Šta da radimo?
Well, the first step, so to say, which an individual can take, let me say it like this. There are spiritual steps which you can do to walk through these walls.
Da vam kažem, postoje znači duhovni koraci koje možemo napraviti u duhovnom životu koji će nas provesti kroz te zidove iluzije.
I have seen in you know, in my childhood I saw one movie. There was a man who could walk through walls.
Ja se sjećam da sam se zagledao jedan film u kome jedan čovjek mogao da prolazi kroz zidove.
And just now there's in the West there's one man called David Copperfield. Have you heard about him?
Yes.
He walks through the Chinese wall, at least it looks like this.
I sad vjerojatno ste svi čuli da je za Copperfielda koji bar tako izgleda prolazi kroz kineski zid.
Yes, it looks, I have seen the movie and I mean he goes in one side and then you see his arm coming out on the other side.
Ja sam stvarno gledao film, on je da sam uđe u zid. Da, ako izađe s druge strane, njegov ruk.
You have seen?
Jeste vidjeli? Nanda.
Yeah. I think it's a trick, isn't it?
Mislim da je trik, mora da je trik.
But in the movie it was which I saw as a film, it looked as if it was real.
Ali filmu koji sam ja gledao izgleda zaista kao stvarno.
And I was just a little child, I remember.
A sjećam se kad sam bio mali dečak.
Maybe must have been 7 years old.
Možda sam imao 7 godina.
Or 8.
Ili 8.
Not older.
Ne,
7 or 8.
7 ili 8, ne stari.
And I remember after this I thought, this is what I want to do in my life.
Ja sam pomislio, evo je stvarno nešto što želim da uradim u životu.
I also want to walk through the
wall. Da ću i ja da idem kroz zidove.
And then when my mother thinks I'm sleeping, I will go to my friend.
I onda sam pomislio, kad zaspi, mama će misliti da spam, a ja ću da odem kod prijatelja.
And together we will cook something. And then eat the whole night. This is what I thought as a child, yeah. Then in the morning I will just sleep and no one will be able to wake me up and bring me to school. This was my child fantasy.
To je bila moja dečja fantazija.
Now where I'm in spiritual life, I'm actually thinking that I'm doing it.
A sada kad se nalazim u duhovnom životu, zaista mislim da radim tu stvar, da prolazim kroz zidove.
By these powerful steps which I will teach you.
Sa pomoću tih moćnih duhovnih koraka koje ću
tell you about. Teaching takes a whole life, but telling about it.
Ne da vas poučim, samo da vam kažem. Ceo život treba da vas poučim o tih
stvari. If you learn these steps, you can walk through the walls of
illusion.
But don't do something sensible when you do it. Yes. So the first thing really which really helps you to get rid of illusion is to hear spiritual knowledge. In good association. You know, when you come together, maybe with some of your friends, you should read in a book like the Bhagavad Gita and discuss.
Kada se susretnete sa svojim prijateljima, možete čitati Bhagavad Gitu i raspravljati o filozofskim temama.
In Germany, we have groups of people who meet all over the country and read from spiritual scripture.
Imamo takvu grupu ljudi svuda po Nemačkoj koji čitaju tako duhovne spise i
Or you come to the temple and listen to a lecture.
Ili dođete u hram i slušate lekcije.
Like tomorrow, actually yesterday evening we started a seminar called the middle six chapters of the Bhagavad Gita, and tomorrow is the second part. You are all invited to come in the evening, 7:30.
Juče uveče smo krenuli sa našim seminarom koji govori o šest srednjih poglavlja Bhagavad Gite, tako da sutra jutro možete doći i nastavljamo svoj seminar drugi.
See, by hearing spiritual knowledge, it's so thought stimulating that you just go, you know, walk through the wall of illusion.
Jer slušajući duhovno znanje, to je toliko stimulativno za razmišljanje i za um, tako da mi jedno svoj istotnotko možemo proći kroz sve te zidove iluzije.
But then comes the second wall.
A on dolazi drugi zid.
The lajna and ya.
Lajna ya.
That's a very strong wall also.
To je veoma snažan zid.
Do you know about this wall in your heart, or is it the first time where you think about it?
Da li već znate, poznate taj zid u svome srcu, ili to možda prvi put da čujete to?
Am I the only person who has a false ego, or do you also have one?
Da li sam ja jedina osoba koja ima lažnije, ili vi možda imate?
You can feel the false ego when you become disturbed, for instance, if someone else does better than you.
Kako možete prepoznati da li imate lažni ja, kad vidite da neko bolje radi stvari od vas?
You feel very envious and sad. Why does he?
Postanete prosto
tužni. He's not so qualified as I am.
Postanete nekako tužni i pomislite, znaš šta, nije on prekvalifikovan ko ja.
This is typical false ego. And you are very unhappy with other successes.
Jednostavno ste tužni zbog tuđih uspeha.
A false ego is, you know, when you stand 1 hour before the mirror.
Ili false ego, kako se manjete, stanete sat vremena se gladiti.
Šminka.
Hair. Ne vidite, govorite.
I'm very sorry for being so honest. But you know, the false ego is a very uncultured person. Yes. Or you think I am so important and learned, everyone should praise me. And you become utterly disturbed if someone calls you something not so pleasant.
False
ego is there in everyone. In the material world.
Svako ima lažnije u ovom materijalnom svijetu.
See, but you can walk through this wall also by applying spiritual knowledge.
Ali možete proći kroz taj zid iluzije tako što primenite duhovno znanje.
To give you an example.
Da vam dam primjer.
We say that the coverings of which cover our soul can be removed by spiritual sound vibration.
Mi kažemo da prikrivači koji se nalaze oko duhovne duše mogu biti uklonjeni pomoću zvučne duhovne vibracije.
By chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, we can become free from false, the covering of false ego.
Ako mantramo i pevamo Hare Krishna Maha mantra, možemo biti oslobođeni prekrivača lažnog ja.
Because by this you realize I'm an eternal soul.
I pomoću toga realizujemo, ja sam večna duša.
I have nothing to do with the world of matter.
Ja jednostavno nemam ništa s ovim svetom od materije.
I have nothing to do with my dreams of false identification.
Nemam ništa sa svim snovima moje lažne identifikacije.
Now comes the next wall.
Onda dolazi sljedeći zid.
Attachment.
Vezanosti.
What are you attached to?
Zašto što ste vezani?
I am attached to strawberries and shlagom.
Ja sam vezan za jagode sa šlagom.
And I sometimes think people should like me.
I ponekad mislim da me ljudi vole, da ljudi trebaju da me vole.
And I don't like if I'm misunderstood.
I također ne volim kad me pogrešno shvate.
Do you also have attachments, or am I the only person?
Da li vi imate vezane, či sam ja jedini taj koji ima vezanosti?
We have goals. Goals we are attached to.
Imamo ciljeve za koje smo vezani.
We have roles we are attached to.
Imamo uloge za koje smo vezani.
We have maybe money we are attached to.
Možda imamo novac za koje smo vezani.
Or beautiful body we are attached to.
Ili lepo telo za koje smo vezani.
We have a position we are attached to, and we become very disturbed because in the office is someone who wants exactly my position.
Možda imamo položaj za koji smo vedeni, da pomislim, znaš šta, dole u ofisu neko želi taj moj položaj isto koji ja hoću.
This wall of attachment is very strong.
Taj zid vezanosti je veoma snažan.
In Krishna consciousness we walk also through this wall.
U svetosti Krišna možemo proći i kroz taj zid.
By attachment.
Pomoću vezanosti.
But attachment to Krishna.
Ali vezanosti za Krišnu.
Yes. We are attached to spiritual life.
Mi smo vezani za duhovni život.
Like personally, I must tell you very honestly, I'm so attached to become Krishna conscious.
Iskreno da vam kažem, lično, ja sam toliko vezan da postanem svestan Krišna.
I don't care about other things.
Ja jednostavno ne marim za druge stvari.
It helps.
I to pomaže.
And Krishna is so merciful.
I Krishna je tako milost.
Someone who is attached to him, Krishna gives him, takes care of him.
I onaj koji je vezan za Krišnu, jednostavno Krišna se brine o njemu.
In the Gita he says, I carry what these devotees need.
U Bhagavad Gita Krishna kaže, oni koji su vezani za mene, ja čuvam ono što oni imaju.
And he says, I like to do this.
I Krishna kaže, ja to volim da radim.
It's not a burden to take care of the transcendentalist.
Jer nije teškoća brinuti se o transcendentalist.
And the acharya gives, the acharyas give an example.
I acharya daje jedan primjer.
See, when a lover carries his beloved through a river,
kada voljeni osoba nosi svoju voljenu osobu kroz reku na leđima,
he doesn't think it's a burden to carry the beloved.
Niko sad osoba ne pomisli, jo, što mi je teško da nosim osobu koju volim.
He doesn't get angry, why don't you eat less?
On ne postane ljud na to, da kaže, znaš šta, ne jedeš malo manje.
No, he likes to carry her.
On jednostavno voli da je nosi.
It gives him great pleasure and joy.
I daje mu veliko zadovoljstvo i užitak.
He says, juhu!
I on kaže,
you have seen in
videli ste takve scene u filmovima.
Maybe you have done it yourself.
Možete čak i vi nekako radili.
So this is how Krishna feels. Taking care of his devotees.
Tako se i Krishna osjeća dok brine o svojim baktama.
He likes it.
On to voli.
Can you imagine this?
Da li možete da zamislite?
Someone who is attached to Krishna, he has no worry.
Neko ko je vezan za Krishna, ne treba da brine.
Krishna takes care.
Krishna se uvijek brine o njemu.
I have seen this very good examples where our devotees in Russia, for instance.
Na primjer, vidio sam to na primjeru naših bhakta u Rusiji.
You know, there are areas in Russia now which have extreme economic and also social crises.
postoje delovi Rusije koji su tako u ekonomskoj, socijalnoj i političkoj krizi.
Yeah, war and no food.
Nema hrane, racije.
Just misery.
Samo beda.
But our devotees somehow, no problem.
Ali za naše bakte nekako nema uopšte problema.
Yes. So this is a mystical thing which people who are not spiritual will never be able to understand.
To je mistična stvar. Ljudi koji nisu spiritualisti takvu stvar ne mogu nikada razumjeti.
It's something you have to experience really.
To je jednostavno nešto što morate sami da iskusite.
We have seen, I mean, let me tell you only one example from, I don't want to even give a personal example, from one of my devotee friends in Sweden.
Znači vam jedan primjer mojih prijatelja bakta u Švedska.
Švedska, yes. So they were traveling from one town to the other, and you know there are these long roads up in the north of Sweden. No one lives there. It's very thinly populated.
I oni su putovali jednog mjesta do drugog mjesta, a znate u specijalno u severnoj Švedskoj nisu naseljeni predeli, onda imate užasno veliku razdalju, kilometri, stotine kilometara da dođete od jednog naseljenog mjesta do drugog.
And these roads are sometimes cut with dynamite into the how do you say, rock.
I ponekad ti putevi su dignuti pomoću dinamita, kako, šta je, presečeni dinamitom tako da se pretvaraju kao stene.
Yes, so they were driving for 3 hours behind one big truck.
I onda su 3 sata vozili za jednog velikog kamiona.
And, which was only, you know, 35 kilometers an hour.
Koji jednostavno 35 kilometara na sat bi vozio.
And no traffic from the opposite side.
Druge strane uopšte nije bilo saobraćaja.
So finally the driver said, this is too much. I mean, we have to somehow get to our goal. I have to overtake now.
I onda je taj vozač pomislio, znaš šta, dosta, nije više ovako sporo da vozim, moramo već da stignem jedno vreme i sad ću ja da ga pretekam.
And he overtook.
I onda je on povećao brzinu.
And when he was halfway on the truck, he saw another truck coming from the other side.
I onda dok je bio na polo puta, dok je obilazio kamion, drugi kamion je dolazio susret.
It's full speed.
Sa punom brzinom.
When it hits, every one of us, 5 devotees in the car, will be dead.
Ja ne znam, toliko je brzo vozio ovaj kamion, ne znam, ako nas sad udari, svi nas 5 bata ćemo biti smrti.
It was so close, there was no point of putting the brakes on or trying to go back.
Toliko blizu da već nije bilo nikakvog smisla da se skoči ili da se pokušava izbeći suda.
Can you understand the situation?
Možete li da zamislite situaciju?
Is it clear?
Da li je jasno?
So what he did is he just went like Krishna, you know, turned the wheel to that would mean he would smash against the walls of the rocks, yes.
I on u tom trenutku šta je drugo mogu da uradi, kaže Krishna i pokušaj kola i to jedino što mogu da udari u stene.
Because he didn't want to kill the other drug,
jer on nije hteo da ubije ovoga vozača u kamionu.
And everyone was chanting Krishna, Krishna, you know.
Svi su mantrali Krishna, Krishna.
For 5 minutes they were chanting.
5 minuta su tako mantrali.
And then they saw.
And then su pogledali oko sebe.
There was a road.
Bije
put, yes. And they had, when the driver made like this, they had gone on this road.
Kad je vozač u tom trenutku kad je okrenuo kola, jednostavno u tom trenutku je bio put sa strane, oni su pošli drugim putem.
And my friend tells me, Sajinanda Swami, I went 10 times this road. There is no put. There are no puts. And then there's just one put, you know.
Kaže, on Sajinanda Swami, stvarno mogu ti sve reći, 10 puta sam išao ti istim putem i znam da ne postoji put sa strane.
We were saved by Krishna.
Ali jednostavno, Krishna nas je spasio.
Do you understand?
Da li razumete?
Now I know our skeptics may say,
this is getting too religious for me. But it's a fact. What can we do? Krishna takes care of his devotees. Skepticism is, we are very sorry for the skeptics that they are so in ignorance.
Žao nam je zbog skeptika, oni su tako neznanji.
Yeah. So, let me summarize.
Da se sumiram.
I think you have gotten the point.
Mislim da ste došli do pointa.
What I was saying is, you will need for your life your pole star.
Ono što je važno da u svom životu imamo zvezdu vodilju, zvezdu sirenicu.
Which gives you a clear orientation.
Koja nam daje pravu orientaciju u životu.
And, before finding it, you will have to break the walls which are.
Pre nego što to pronađemo, moramo probiti kroz onih pet zidova iluzije.
And to cross these powerful material walls, you really need a process which is not material.
I da bi to uspeli proći kroz te zidove, potreban je proces koji nije materijalan.
You know, you cannot solve a problem by what has brought this problem about.
Ne možemo rešiti problem na osnovu toga pomoću stvari koje su već uzrokovale problem.
Yes, you cannot, for instance, clean something which is dirty by dirty water by applying another dirty water.
Ne možemo očistiti neko prljavo mesto tako što donesemo prljavo vodu i pokušamo da očistimo.
So you cannot apply a material process to solve the problems which have come by material life.
Drugim rečima, ne možemo primeniti materijalni proces da rešimo probleme koji su došli od strane materijalne prirode.
If you just apply material solutions to material problems, it's really like, you know, shifting a strong weight, which may cause pain, from the head to the shoulder, then back from the head to the head, back to the shoulder.
Ako pokušavamo materijalnim putem da rešimo te probleme, šta dolazimo u situaciju da kao veliki teret koji nam je na glavi spustimo na rame, pa opet vratimo na glavu, opet spustimo na rame.
Yes, you have to apply a spiritual solution.
Trebamo primeniti u svom životu duhovna rešenja.
First hear about spiritual life.
Prvo da slušamo o duhovnom životu.
Then apply it.
Onda da to primenimo što smo čuli.
You will see how there's a response from the spiritual side.
I vidjet ćete kako će dolaziti odgovor od strane duhovnog života.
Yes, Krishna is very strane. Active. Becomes very active.
Krishna će u tom trenutku postati vrlo aktivan u našem životu.
So, please try this.
Molim vas, pokušajte to.
Some of you are our dear guests since 10 years.
Neki od vas su naši dragi gosti još od pre 10 godina.
Please don't stay eternal guests.
Nemojte večno ostati gosti.
Doesn't mean that everyone has to join the temple.
To ne znači da sad svi trebate da dođete u hram.
For certain people it is not advisable.
Za neke ljude čak to ni ne savjetujemo.
We even have people in the temple who would have a better life outside of the temple because it's not an authentic situation for them.
Čak i ljudi koji pripadaju hramu žive sa strane zato što je to autentičnija situacija za njihovu situaciju.
But we should find our pole.
Mi jednostavno treba da pronađemo svoju zvezdu vodilju.
Which will guide you always.
Koja će nas uvek voditi.
A spiritual mission.
To je duhovna misija.
If you think about it in the morning, you are so inspired, you get so much snaga.
Jedna kad pomislite ujutro na tome, dobijete, tako ste inspirisani, dobijete toliko puno snage.
Like King Janaka.
Kao kralj Janaka.
Who went through all his, you know, difficult duties as a king.
Koji je uvek prošao kroz sve te teške dužnosti kralja.
With full inspiration.
Sa punom inspiracijom.
And who could also teach two other people.
I još je podučio ove druge dve osobe tome.
I admit his method was very strong.
Moram priznati njegov metod je bio veoma moćan.
But the two brahmanas, I can promise you, they never forgot the lesson.
I mogu vam reći iskreno, dvojice brahmana nikada nisu zaboravili tu lekciju.
Fix your mind.
Usredsredite svoj um.
Thank you very much.
Hvala puno.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Do you have any question?
Da li imate pitanje?
Let us first see if we find something connected. Yes.
When you were talking about those five works you are doing,
yes.
I just understand that in this material body, everyone of us are doing five works. But what I was wondering is, once the soul is started.
See, many times in spirit, I hope I understood you correctly, you said, why do we go back to illusion even if we have understood it's illusion, right?
Nadam se da sam te pravilno razumeo, da je poenta, zašto se vraćamo u iluziju ako smo već shvatili da je to iluzija?
Many times we have not really understood the illusion.
Zapravo dešava se to da u mnogim slučajima mi zapravo nismo u potpunosti realizovali da je to iluzija.
And even more, we don't want to admit it to ourselves.
Ono što je još važnije, mi ne možemo sami sebi to da priznamo.
In India they tell a joke.
U Indiji postoji jedna šala.
There was a man who was sitting like this.
Postoji jedan čovjek koji je sedeo ovako.
And the people told him, well, why are you sitting like this?
Ono što ljudi pomislili, zašto ti sediš tako?
He said, there's shadow here, I put my head in the
shadow. Ovdje je senka, ja stavim glavu u senku.
But then you could also move over with the whole body. No, no, it's a very new kind of sitting. What he did not want to admit was a very embarrassing detail of his health situation. He had a boil on the left side of his behind.
On je jednostavno imao jedan veliki čir na levoj strani, pozadnji, na zadnji.
Therefore he was sitting like this.
I onda je zato sedeo tako.
He was cheating.
On je jednostavno varao druge.
Many times we are in the same situation.
Mnogo puta smo mi se nalazimo u istoj situaciji.
It's the most painful thing in the world to admit to one's own weaknesses.
Najteža stvar u životu je priznati svoje sopstvene slabosti.
You will be surprised to hear in the association of spiritual people, sometimes we are almost forced to admit to our weaknesses.
Možda ćete se biti zapaljeni, ali mi koji se bavimo duhovnim životom, ponekad smo u takvoj situaciji da smo prisiljeni da priznamo svoje slabosti.
Sometimes there are people who criticize Srila Prabhupada because in his presence they understood, we are actually very fallen.
Onda postavili se ljudi koji bi kritizirali Šila Prabhupada samo zbog toga što kad bi se nalazili u njegovom prisustvu onda bi se osjećali jako pale.
Said there was a man who looked for his whole life into a mirror which was you know
dove. No. Not quite properly.
Yes, yes.
Postoji jedna priča o čovjeku koji se stalno ogledalo koje je bilo mutno.
Then one day someone brought him a new mirror.
Jednog dana do nekomu je donio novo ogledalo.
It was very clear.
I bilo je vrlo jasno.
And the first time in his life he really saw his face.
Da je prvi put u životu vidio svoj lik.
And it did not look very attractive.
I nije baš izgledao jako privlačno.
So he took the mirror.
Uzeo je ogledalo.
Nonsense mirror.
I rekao, ma koje glupo ogledalo.
Threw it on a stone.
I bacio ga dole na kamen.
Yes. This is sometimes when we are in the association of spiritual people.
To se dešava nekad kad se nalazimo u društvu sa duhovnim osobama.
All of a sudden we hear we have a false ego.
Odjednom čujemo, imam lažni ja.
We hear we are an illusion.
To mislimo, čujemo je, iluziji sam.
It gets too much.
I to je malo previše.
Then some people give up the association. They don't come any longer to the Nityananda concerts. I have heard also in Germany, Sachinana Swami, your lectures are so intense sometimes.
See,
here I don't know you so well, so I don't speak so strong, but sometimes, you know, it's very difficult for people to admit to their weaknesses. Because they have become so used to this. But it's necessary. We have to go through these walls. Otherwise, there's no progress. What is going on? I really can sit without a cushion on the feet, but. Anyone else has a question? This may be your problem also.
Može i to vaš, tvoj problem.
You may not know it.
Može da sada to nisi zapravo znao.
You should go to a merciful Vaishnav.
Dođi do nekog milostivog Vaishnava.
Who knows you?
Koji te poznaje?
Should ask them, what shall I do?
I da trebaš da ga pitaš, ej, šta ja da radim?
I must make advancement.
Moram da napravim napredak.
Life is very short.
Život je tako kratak.
It is just passing.
Jednostavno samo prolazi.
1 year has passed.
Jedna godina je prošla.
One more
još
month has passed.
Još jedan mjesec je prošla.
One more week has passed.
Još jedna nedelja je prošla.
One more hour has passed.
Još jedan sat je prošao.
One more minute has passed.
Još jedan minut je prošao.
One more second
has
passed.
Jedna sekunda je prošla.
I have not yet become self-realized.
Još uvijek nisam postao
self-realized. I'm a living dead man.
Ja sam hodajući mrtvi čovjek.
What can I do?
Šta da radim?
When you have this intense desire, answers will come.
Kad imate tu intenzivnu želju, odgovor će doći sam.
O, naši dragi bojski. Okay, anyone else? Let us see first, I guess.
Nekod gosti, da li imaš biti?
Yes.
What can I do now?
It may be Krishna's arrangement. You never know.
Nikad ne znate, možda je to Krishna aranžman da je neko razlupao vaš televizor ili već ukrao, ne znam. Ukrao.
Yes, I personally think we can ask these questions tomorrow, it's always time. We should now see this beautiful multivision show. Ishwari, are you here?
Ishwari, are you too?
There, I'm looking in the right direction. Good. I think, Ishwari, please come here and just explain to you. This is Nasha Draga Ishwari. She has made a wonderful piece of art. This a multivision show, and I wanted to request Ishwari to just explain us a little bit about it.
Ishwari
is also from Beograd.
Hare Krishna. Mi smo proizveli jedan multivizija show koji traje oko 20 minuta. I Ne znam, meni je jako teško da kažem nešto kad se bakte ono upravo vratili iz Vrindavana i doneli su onako pravi, onako mood, kako se kaže, raspoloženje. Ovaj show je malo meditativan i mislim da jednostavno da će doneti onako puno, što kaže, novih realizacija i jednostavno nadam se da će da vas povede u jednu drugu dimenziju. Jer show se zove Vrać, putovanje u drugu dimenziju. Ne znam što bi što mi da kažem. Zato što je Vrindavan, mesto Vrindavan je mesto koje je zapravo transcendentalno i koje je duhovno i u tom mjestu se pojavio Krišna i izbavio sve svoje zabave sa svojim pratiocima i kada malo se utrudimo i jednostavno ako bi otišli tamo, to bi bilo naravno najbolje, ali ako već ne, onda možemo da pogledamo par slika i onda će nas uputiti u jednu drugu dimenziju.
You have to turn your faces in this direction.
Nalazimo većina nas u takvoj situaciji da postoje puno stvari koje odvlače naš um od duhovnog života.
I know that some of you are working.
Znam da neki od vas rade posao.
Many of you are still in some educational process, maybe in the school or university.
Neki od vas još uvijek u procesu obrazovanja u školi ili univerzitetu.
Others have friends who are not totally inspired by their spiritual path.
Neki imaju pak prijatelje koji nisu baš sasvim inspirisani da se otpuste na duhovni put.
And many of us live in situations which are not so inspiring for the spiritual path, but which are creating diversions for us.
Drugim rečima, većina nas živi u takvim situacijama koje nisu baš inspirativne za duhovni život, već čak predstavljaju uznemirenje i iskrivljenje za naš duhovni život.
How can we remain fixed in such situations?
Kako možemo ostati fiksirani u takvim situacijama?
You, Mahurari has informed all of you, one of our very dear members, our Chedi Prabhu, has had a terrible accident. It is bound to the bed now, and he also has to ask himself the question, how can I remain fixed in my consciousness now, where I can move only under pain?
Kao što smo već rekli,